Hey everyone, welcome back. So today we're going to be looking into something really kind of different. Seeds Homes LATAM.
Interesting.
And so they're building these prefabricated homes in Canada and shipping them to Panama for
Wow.
assembly. So, and they're really pushing this idea that it's the smartest way to build your dream home in Panama.
Okay.
So we're going to see if they live up to that.
I like it.
We've got three sources here to help us break it down. We've got some marketing material directly from Seeds Homes LATAM,
Okay.
a blog post from Pan Pacific Interiors, who's their partner down in Panama,
Right.
and a video from PPI showing the assembly process for these homes.
Interesting.
Now, one of the things that really caught my eye
Yeah.
is that these homes are specifically designed to withstand Panama's climate.
Oh, wow.
They're even using things like magnesium oxide subflooring,
Okay.
which is supposed to be really good against moisture and fire.
It's pretty intense down there.
It is,
It
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah.
You got to be prepared.
So let's jump into the Seed Homes system.
Right.
They have four basic models to start with:
Okay.
the Studio, the Nook, the Fairview, and the Haven.
Got it.
The Studio is the smallest.
Okay.
It's only 408 square feet.
All right. So good for like a small space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe a little vacation home or something like that.
Yeah, starter home.
Yeah. And then there's the Nook, which is a bit bigger at 729 square feet.
Okay.
And that one can have up to two bedrooms.
Okay.
So you can start to grow into that a little bit more.
Yeah. So two bedrooms, so like a small family or a couple.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the Fairview.
Okay.
That one's 918 square feet.
Nice.
And you can actually fit two bedrooms plus an office in that one.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can start to get a little bit more specialized.
Yeah, work from home stays.
Exactly. And then finally, they've got the Haven,
Okay.
which is their largest model at 1,188 square feet.
Wow, that's getting up there.
Yeah. And you can fit up to three bedrooms and two bathrooms in that. So that's like a full-on family home.
It is.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
great. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
These aren't just standalone units.
Oh.
You can actually combine these models together to make larger custom homes.
That's really cool.
It's almost like you're building with Legos.
Like modular?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you could start with, say, a Nook,
Yeah.
and later on add a studio if you wanted to have a home office or like a guest suite.
So you can like adapt as your life changes.
Exactly.
That's smart.
So how does this hybrid approach work? I
Yeah.
mean, they're building these in Canada
Right.
and shipping them to Panama.
Right.
So walk me through that.
Yeah. So they prefabricate all the components in Canada
Right.
and ship them to their factory in Chiriqui,
Okay.
which is in Panama. And that's where Pan Pacific Interiors comes in.
Right.
They handle the final assembly and all the interior finishing.
So they're doing all the on-the-ground stuff down there.
Exactly.
So they say this process ends up saving a lot on labor and material costs.
Yeah, because it's all pre-planned
Yeah.
and much more efficient.
And you can actually go visit the Chiriqui factory
Really?
and see your home being built,
Wow.
which I thought was really cool.
That is very cool.
Now, what about the sustainability aspect of this?
Yeah.
Is it better for the environment to build this way?
Well, prefabrication in itself already reduces waste,
Okay.
but they also source some of their materials locally in Panama,
Oh, wow.
which helps even more.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they're being very mindful of their impact.
That's great. Now let's talk about Panama's climate for a second,
Oh, yeah.
because it's pretty intense down there.
It's a tough one.
You've got the humidity, you've got the heat.
The mole,
Yeah.
all that.
So how do these seed homes hold up against all of that?
Well, they've really thought this through.
Okay.
Remember that magnesium oxide subflooring?
Yeah.
It's incredibly moisturizer and impact resistant.
So it can handle all of that.
It can.
Okay.
Plus, they use Trescor panels for the walls, which are also waterproof, durable, and mold resistant.
That's good.
And they're much faster to install than drywall.
Oh, wow.
So it's a win-win.
So it seems like they've really put a lot of thought into how to create a home that can handle anything down there.
Yeah, they've really done their research.
So tell me a little bit more about Pan Pacific Interiors.
Right?
What do they bring to this whole process?
So they're Seed Home's preferred partner for everything interior,
Okay.
like design and installation.
So all the pretty stuff.
Exactly. They do it all: kitchens, bathrooms, closets, flooring, blinds, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Yeah. So they basically transform that prefabricated shell
Okay.
into a real living space.
So they make it a home.
They do.
So I was reading that they offer a free initial consultation.
They do.
So you can actually sit down with them and talk about what you want.
Exactly. It's a
Oh.
great way to explore options
Yeah.
and get a feel for what they can do.
That's awesome. And it sounds like they have a really good reputation in Panama.
They do very well respected.
So that must be reassuring for people who are building with seed.
Definitely. It adds a lot of credibility.
Okay, so we've talked about the different models and
Yeah.
the benefits of this whole hybrid approach.
Right.
But what about customization and flexibility?
Good question.
How much freedom do you actually have with these seed homes?
So it's more than you might think.
Okay.
They have those four core models,
Right.
but they're designed to be a lot more versatile than your typical prefab home.
Okay.
This isn't cookie cutter stuff.
I see.
You can actually combine modules for all sorts of different needs.
Like what?
Well, you could add a separate module for a home office or a
Whoa.
guest house,
Interesting.
even storage units if you need them.
So it's really about adapting to your lifestyle.
Precisely.
Now, with PPI handling all the interiors,
Right.
you have a ton of choices when it comes to finishes and fixtures and layouts.
Yeah, you can really make it your own.
So it seems like they've really found a good balance between efficiency and personalization.
I think so.
Which isn't always easy with prefab construction.
Definitely.
You know, they've said it's not just about building a functional house.
Right.
It's about building a home that reflects your taste and your lifestyle.
Yeah. It's got to be a place where you feel comfortable.
Exactly. So let's kind of step back for a minute and summarize what we've learned so far.
Yeah.
It seems like Seed Homes is offering a pretty unique way to build in Panama.
Yeah.
It's efficient,
uh-huh.
It's cost-effective,
yeah.
And it's built to last in that climate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't forget the customization
right.
And the partnership with local experts like PPI.
Yeah.
It really seems like they're trying to meet the needs of people who want to build their dream homes in Panama.
You're right. It's not just about finding a place to live.
Yeah.
It's about creating a space that feels like yours.
Exactly.
Now, one question that I keep coming back to.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about how the system works in Panama.
Right.
But could it work elsewhere?
That's a great question.
I mean, if this system is so successful in dealing with Panama's climate,
yeah,
could it be adapted to other challenging environments around the world?
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, think about places that are prone to earthquakes or extreme temperatures.
Right.
Maybe flooding?
Yeah. Could this kind of building system work in those places?
Potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely something to consider.
Yeah. It could really change how we approach building in those challenging areas.
Absolutely.
Well, this is just the beginning of our deep dive into Seed Homes LATAM. So stick around as we explore this idea even further.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yeah, this is fascinating stuff.
It is. It really is.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay.
We'll be right back after a short break.
Sounds good.
Pan Pacific Interiors, building your dreams, one cabinet at a time.
So, you know, thinking about Seed Homes.
Yeah.
One of the things that really stands out
yeah.
is this whole idea of climate resilience.
Yeah.
It's really clear that they've gone above and beyond to make sure that these homes can handle Panama.
And everything that it throws at them.
It's a tough climate.
Yeah.
It's not easy. They've really thought about it, though.
Yeah. It's like they haven't just taken a standard home
right.
and plunked it down there and hope for the best.
Yeah. And hope that it works.
They've really considered the environment.
From the ground up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell.
And it shows in the materials that they've chosen.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we were talking about before, those Trusscore panels.
Yeah.
They're not just moisture resistant and durable.
Right.
But they're also recyclable.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was reading a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
And it really stood out to me how they're thinking about the entire life cycle of the home.
Yeah.
From, you know, the construction to disposal even.
Decades down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're thinking ahead.
It's a really forward-thinking approach.
It is.
And I think that's one of the things that really sets them apart. It's like they're not just building houses. They're
building
homes that are designed for the people who live in them and the environment that they're in.
Right. It's all connected.
Exactly. So speaking of making a house a home,
yeah.
I want to hear more about Pan Pacific Interiors because they really seem to be that key link between the prefabricated structure and the personalized living space that people actually want.
Yeah. They bridge that gap.
Yeah.
You know, you have that shell
that
Seed Homes provides.
Right.
That's super strong and climate resistant.
Mm-hmm.
But then PPI comes in
mm-hmm.
and injects all the personality and style.
You to life.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's almost like you have this blank canvas of a home.
Right.
And you get to work with PPI to design your dream kitchen.
Pick out your bathroom tiles.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff.
It sounds like their expertise is really essential.
It is.
In helping people realize the full potential of a Seed Home.
For sure.
They really handle everything inside.
Everything.
From the layout to the finishes.
I love them.
Now they offer that free consultation.
Yeah.
Which I think is really smart.
It's a great idea.
Even if you're just starting to think about a Seed Home, you can connect with PPI and get a sense of what's possible.
See what they're all about.
Yeah.
Kick the tires a little bit.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of the pressure off.
It does.
Because you're not committing to anything at that point.
You're just exploring.
You're just having a conversation.
Brainstorming.
Yeah. It's almost like a try before you buy.
I like that.
For your future home.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Smart move on their part.
It is.
It really lets people visualize that dream.
Get excited about it.
Exactly.
And figure out, you know, what their budget's going to look like.
Yay. Make sure it aligns. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that they're not just handing you a catalog and saying, pick one.
Right.
You know, this is what we got.
They really seem to want to work with you to create something unique.
They want you to be happy.
Yeah. It feels a lot more personal.
It does.
Than I would have expected from a company that specializes in prefabricated homes.
Usually it's more like a one size fits all.
Yeah.
But they're doing something different.
So that personalized approach is really crucial.
It is.
Especially when you're making such a big investment.
Yeah.
Building a home anywhere.
Yeah.
It can be a really daunting process.
Absolutely.
But Seed and PCI, it seems like they're really trying to make it as smooth and enjoyable as possible.
You want to make it fun.
Yeah.
Take the stress out of it.
So it seems like they really understand that a home is more than just a building.
It is.
It's a reflection of who you are and how you want to live your life.
Right. It's an expression of yourself.
Yeah, and it's not just a financial investment.
It's an emotional one, too.
It is.
Yeah, big time.
It's almost like we're looking into the future of sustainable housing.
In a way, we are.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thinking that we need.
Yeah.
You know, moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
And embracing something.
Yeah.
That's more adaptable and responsive.
That's really exciting.
It is.
It really suggests that we can find these creative solutions.
Yeah.
To the housing challenges that we face.
For sure.
Not just in Panama, but all over the world.
Globally.
Yeah. And they're doing it in a way that's both beautiful and functional.
Yeah. They're not sacrificing aesthetics
no,
for practicality.
It's like Seed Homes has planted a seed of an idea.
I like that.
And we're watching it grow.
It's a good analogy.
Into something really remarkable.
It is.
And that's the power of innovation.
Right there.
It can change not just industries,
yeah,
but the way we approach these challenges.
How we think about things.
Exactly.
How we solve problems.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive for me.
It has been.
I'm really inspired by the creativity and the forward thinking we've seen from Seed Homes.
It's impressive.
It is.
Still,
so what's next? What do you think is next for them?
I mean, I think they're going to expand beyond Panama.
You think so?
I do. This system has too much potential.
Yeah.
It can't be contained.
I could see them setting up factories in other regions, adapting their designs to the local climates and working with local partners.
Yeah. Finding those experts on the ground.
To really create those personalized homes.
Yeah. They could become a global force.
Wow.
In sustainable housing.
I'm already excited to see what they do next.
Me too. I think they're onto something really special here.
Yeah. It's inspiring.
It is.
So for all of you listening out there who are intrigued by Seed Homes, LATAM, go check out their website and check out Pan Pacific Interiors as well. You can see photos, videos.
See what other people are saying.
Yeah, read about their experiences.
A helpful picture.
And remember, PPI offers that free consultation, so that's a great way to start. Wrapping up our deep dive into Seed Homes, LATAM.
Yeah.
I have to say, this whole concept has really changed. Yeah.
How I think about prefabricated homes.
Me too.
You know, you always think of those cookie cutter houses.
Right. All in a row.
But they've really flipped that idea.
Yeah, they've done something different.
They've taken the efficiency and the cost savings of prefab, but they've combined it with the customization and the personality that people actually want in a home.
Because at the end of the day, you want it to feel like yours.
Exactly.
It's got to have that personal touch.
And they've done it in a way that's sustainable and resilient.
Right. They haven't compromised on anything.
Which is really impressive.
Yeah, it's a tough balance to strike.
It is.
Yeah.
They haven't cut any corners.
No.
Their commitment to quality is obvious.
Yeah, you can see it in everything they do.
From the materials to the partnerships.
Yeah, they've really thought it through.
They've really considered the long-term impact.
Yeah, not just for the people living there, but for the planet too.
It's like they're not just building houses. Mm-hmm. They're building a better way to build. That's a good way to put it.
So out of everything that we've talked about, what surprised you the most about Seed Homes?
You know, honestly, it's the level of detail.
Okay.
The thought that went into every single aspect.
Yeah.
Like those Truscore panels.
Yeah.
The magnesium oxide subflooring.
Right.
It's like they anticipated every challenge that Panama could throw at them.
Right.
And they came up with a solution.
They were ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about using the cheapest materials. Yeah. It's about using the right materials.
Exactly.
And that's where their innovation comes in.
That's what sets them apart.
And we can't forget about Pan Pacific Interiors.
Yeah. They're a key part of this.
They really elevate the whole experience.
They do.
They bring that artistry and personalization.
Yeah. They take that strong, resilient framework that Seed builds.
Yeah.
And they make it feel like a home.
They add those finishing touches.
Exactly.
It's a perfect partnership.
It is.
Seed provides the foundation. And then PPI helps you.
Make it yours.
Make it your own.
Exactly.
So let's say someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I need to learn more about Seed Homes.
Okay.
What's our advice?
Explore. Dive into their website.
Yeah.
Look at Pan Pacific Interiors too.
Okay.
Check out photos, videos.
Read what other people are saying.
See if it resonates with you.
And remember, PPI offers that free consultation.
Yeah.
That's a great way to start the conversation.
Yeah. Dip your toes in the water.
Ask some questions.
See if it's a good fit.
Yeah. And really start to visualize what your dream home in Panama could look like.
That's the fun part.
It is. So this brings us to the end of our deep dive.
Time flies.
It does.
When you're having fun.
It really does. This has been a fascinating journey.
It has been.
Seed Homes is a company to watch.
Definitely.
They're doing some incredible things.
Yeah, for sure.
And for our listeners out there, remember, the world is full of these amazing ideas and innovation.
It's just waiting to be discovered.
So stay curious.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And never stop deep diving.
Well said. I like that.
Until next time.
See you later.